98.1 KZE. This is the Midday Show live from Hudson, New York, here on Warren Street, covering tomorrow's Winter Walk. And you just heard Walk On from Neil Young, and before that, Valerie June's Winter Wonderland. And I am pleased to welcome to the, I think, KZ, maybe for the first time, right, Mayor of Hudson, Kamal Johnson. Welcome to the Midday Show, and welcome to KZE, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here this afternoon.
I'm excited to have you here this afternoon. And this is, just so people know, you are in the midst of your third term.
Yes, correct. Third term. They're two-year terms, so this is year five. I started during the great year of 2020.
That's right. Now that you mention it, you did get elected in November 2019, right? Yeah. I'm assuming. And you entered right into COVID a few months later. Yes. Correct. What was that first year or two like? Since where you brought it up, I didn't bring it up. You brought
it. It was surprising. I mean, it was the excitement of the job and really trying to settle in, and then 2 months later, the whole world turned upside down, and it was like, wow, like what now? So, but I'm happy that our community, pulled together, and we came out of it unscathed, and there's progress.
Clearly. And here we are with an example. Tomorrow's Winter Walk is another example of that. But I also want to mention real quickly, from my little bit of research I've done, you are Hudson's youngest mayor ever. Is that true?
That is true, yes. First African-American and the youngest. I wear those titles proudly.
Totally, you should. And did you grow up in Hudson?
Yeah. I'm homegrown. I went to school here, grew up here, most of my life I've been working in the community and for the community. So, it meant perfect sense to, take over as mayor and, give back as much as I can.
Tomorrow, as we've mentioned already, is the big Winter Walk from 5 to 8 p.m. here, right here on Warren Street. It's going to be closed down to traffic, and it's going to be a celebration of the city of Hudson and the holidays. And what is your role, if you can describe it, for Winter Walk?
Yeah, this is actually the year that it almost didn't happen. So this is the 28th year. I know Hudson Hall, which we have the privilege to be at right now, the historic Hudson Hall, didn't want to be the main producer anymore. There's a lot that goes into Winter Walk that a lot of people don't know. So I was kind of left scrambling with a community who wanted to see this tradition happen. And I put out a call to say, who wants to help try to put this back on? And that's how I got connected with the Foundry, who I know you guys are going to hear from, as well as the Galvin Foundation. And I'm happy that year 28, we're still here.
Yeah, so you're basically kind of able to speed things through the process as mayor, correct, for all the different organizations involved in Winter Walk?
Well, yes, and yes and no. we help move things along. Hudson Hall was a great partner. The Foundry, we're great partners. And I think this year we're going to see a lot of tradition, but we're also going to see, new. And that's what the citizens have really been clamoring for, is also, something new, something fresh.
We're talking to Mayor Kamal Johnson, who is in the midst of his third term here at Hudson, and he is one of the many people involved in making Winter Walk what will no doubt be a huge success tomorrow. Come on out if you're anywhere in the area. You don't have to be a Hudson native to enjoy Winter Walk. It's going to take place tomorrow, Saturday, the 7th of December, between 5 and 8. Coming up next, my conversation with the executive director of the Foundry, who is now producing the Winter Walk, the Foundry at Hudson, actually repping him back on KZE because I talked to him earlier this week. Tim Banker is coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. It was Lake Street Dive with Dance with a Stranger here on 98.1 KZE. Cake before that with Walk On By and good old Simon and Garfunkel's Hazy Shade of Winter. I don't think we're getting a hazy shade of winter today. This is your Midday Man, Adam, here reporting live from Hudson Hall on Warren Street in Hudson. And we're covering tomorrow night's Winter Walk here in Hudson from 5 to 8. And it's looking pretty spectacular. I have the pleasure of once again having Tim Banker, who is the executive director of the Foundry at Hudson, here with me. And it is the Foundry, for those who may not know, is an arts and civics organization based right here in Hudson. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back and good to see you again.
You may hold the record as two appearances on the Midday Show in the same week. It's I think, right? It was this week. Yeah.
Awesome. Good.
Tim, I know we talked to covered some of the ground a few days ago when you were on, but for those who may not have heard, and also we can't get enough of all of the activities. You have like so much planned for Winter Walk tomorrow. Let's go over some of that again, some of the highlights.
Sure. You know, Winter Walk is this incredibly wonderful celebration of the whole community. And it's just a big, big bash. Wonderful stuff happening all along. They shut down Warren Street to traffic. And so beginning, you know, in the late afternoon, and it just becomes basically a huge fairground, from 2nd Street all the way up to 7th Street. And that is made up of, first of all, you've got a lot of the stores stay open late, and many of the stores have performances in their stores or wine tastings or, you know, milk and cookies or just, or even, you know, more extreme, sort of offerings that are just great fun. So there's the shopping element and that enjoyment. Then in addition to that, you've got tons of food on the street, great vendors selling, you know, food that's really bad for you, some food that's really good for you, and all of it really delicious. And then we have, in addition to that, and this is the thing that's wonderful, is, you know, also is performers. So lots of street performers. And those street performers range from, like, people that just make their lives doing it, you know, real pros, and then to people who are great community artists.
Right. I mean, Bindlestiff Family Circus is one of those performance groups, right? And yeah. We're going to have on Keith Nelson in a little while from Bindlestiff. But talk about some of the others.
Yeah, so Bindlestiff is there. I'm really excited about that. They are part of two different stages that we're going to have featured at the event. That's sort of new. That is new this year. So there's going to be a stage sort of closer to the 3rd Street intersection that will feature Bindlestiff, but also a fantastic Brazilian percussion band called Foro in the Dark. And they play music from northern Brazil, and it is absolutely fantastic. So they're going to share that stage with the Bindlestiff Circus. And then there's another stage a little further up on 5th and Warren where there'll be a massive Latin orchestra. I think it's 12 pieces and, you know, horns and all of that great stuff playing salsa and other music from the, you know, Latin America and the Caribbean. And then we have a Motown cover band doing, and they are also going to do a lot of Christmas music, a lot of holiday music.
Well, Motown did a lot of holiday music, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. They don't have to go out of their genre, right? So yeah, they're going to do that. And then, you know, on the street, we have choruses singing, you know, we have stilt walkers. We have, a fire performer. We have, all sorts of great, what else am I thinking of here? We've got just great dance groups. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, there you go.
Dance groups. Yeah. So just, you know, really, two different dance groups doing, you know, very cool street dance.
I think while we were talking, your colleague, Ivy Lowe, showed up, who's the producing director.
Yeah.
Is that your title? All right, maybe we can talk to Ivy in the next hour, though. But that's fantastic. So I think the message here, folks, is put on your parka, put on your gloves, put on your kepi, and head to Warren Street for what's going to be fun for the whole family and lots of good, from what I understand, food that is bad for you is
yes.
The mess.
Yes. Great food.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, more coming, right here. We're here to 3:00 at the Hudson Hall, right on Warren Street, where it's going to be the middle of the action come tomorrow night from 5 to 8 for Winter Walk 2024. This is your Midday Man Adam here, on 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE, that was Credence with Ooby Dooby. Before that, Shannon McNally, friend of the station, with I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, and Josh Ritter's Wintertime, the snow is coming down. And I was just outside, between these breaks, and I was walking, and I'm thinking, it feels like it's gonna start snowing. I'm sitting here now, here in Hudson Hall, right here on Warren Street in Hudson, New York, which is going to be the home of tomorrow night's Winter Walk. And I'm sitting with the Foundry at Hudson's producing director, Ivy Lowe, We were talking before with your colleague, Tim, and it's welcome. I have to now, very pleasure to welcome you to the Midday Show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Very nice to meet you. Why don't you tell me what your role is with the Foundry at Hudson?
Sure, yes. So I'm the founder at Hudson's new producing director, which basically means I'm here to produce. I'm a producer and an artist, both working with theater. I'm a theater director, and then also with civic and community spaces in New York and kind of in the regional market as well. And I am now here at the Foundry to make things happen.
The Foundry's, it's like brand spanking new, pretty much. But when did you come on board?
So I came on board 6 weeks ago, right when Winter Walk started, which is amazing. It's been so fun, actually, to jump into Winter Walk and to get to know all of the artists and all of the storefronts and all of the people in Hudson so fast and so deeply through Winter Walk. So I'm really grateful for it.
Are you like based down in the city and you're like spending a couple months up here through the walk?
Yeah, so currently I'm based in Brooklyn and New York City. I'm moving up to Hudson.
What?
Yeah. I have my movers coming on Tuesday. I'm moving up to Hudson to take this job and to be a part of the Foundry and to get it up on its feet. So I've been working kind of back and forth for the last couple of months on Winter Walk.
It's very exciting. I hope you like winters. No, it's really not that different from Brooklyn.
It's not too different. It's a little colder up here, but it's barely different.
Yeah. But it also must feel somewhat gratifying. I'm going to imagine that you started with the first Winter Walk produced by the Foundry, right? So it's kind of, you're in on the ground floor. You can kind of make it into something. You can help create the vision for Winter Walk.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, you know, we're taking this beautiful tradition, you know, from Hudson Hall. This is its 28th year. So it's both really incredible to, you know, honor all the traditions and all the work that's been done before us and then get to come up with new ideas and imagine new things for Winter Walk in the future. I'm really grateful to be kind of at this hinge of Winter Walk and be here at the beginning for the Foundry.
Well, what are maybe one or two things you're kind of excited for, tomorrow night?
Ooh, yeah, it's a great question. So a lot of my job has been working with all the different street performers. We're going to have almost 30 street performers, and I've gotten to, you know, talk and set everyone up for that. I'm really excited about both of the stages with Findlestiff and 4-0 in the Dark. And then I know Tim already mentioned the Motown Band and the Latin Orchestra. But our other street performers, like we have Peter Strauss, who is playing an elf character who will be running around.
I know Peter. He's a very adorable for a very tall guy.
Yeah. He'll be running around probably, terrorizing Santa a little bit, which will be great here at Hudson Hall. We have Sean Fagan, who's also doing kind of a clowning act down on the 500 block. We have a drum circle on the 500 block. We have a drag show, Meredith and Friends, that'll be outside of Cloven Creek. We have the Acadia, who's doing a fire performance. We have a dance diversity and Rox's Dance Works at different ends of the street doing big dance performances. We have Witches Along the Hudson, who's also a dance group. They started their first performance a year ago at Winter Walk. And so they're really excited to come back a year after they've formed to do their second year at Winter Walk. So it's a really beautiful mix of old performers who have been doing Winter Walk for years and then some new faces that we're excited to integrate.
Well, we're talking to Ivy Lowe, who's the producing director of the Foundry at Hudson, who are producing the Winter Walk tomorrow night. And Ivy, let me ask you a question. Do you like musical diversity?
I do, very much.
Well, I have a good idea for what might make a great, since you're new to the area, I'm going to recommend a station to you. 98.1 KZE. All right, that was Jim Keller with Walk You Home here on 98.1 KZE. It's your Midday Man, Adam, here. Coming live from Hudson Hall in downtown Hudson, broadcasting, and we've been talking with various folks about tomorrow evening's Winter Walk. Very exciting. It's the 28th Winter Walk, Ivy. I'm talking to Ivy Lowe, who is the producing director of, the Foundry at Hudson, a new arts and civic organization, which is going to be very visible very soon, I'm getting. But I love a good walk in the winter as much as anybody else, and my girlfriend will attest to it. I'm sure she's listening. That there's nothing I like better than being outside walking around in the freezing cold. But you can get me at a party. I'm just bringing it up. Is there any parties?
Yeah, of course. If after you get to experience Winter Walk and experience all the incredible vendors and storefronts and performances and just enjoy the winter wonderland of the evening, you can stop by Half Moon at the end of the night. That is the official Winter Walk after party. It is sponsored by Four Walls Whiskey, and a dollar of every drink will benefit the Friends of Hudson Youth. So it's a lot of that will go to a good cause, and that'll be right after the fireworks at the end of the night.
No, it sounds like a lot of, I'm kidding. I love being out, and it sounds actually like it's going to be a ton of fun. I won't even be thinking about the winter part of Winter Walk, I'm sure.
There'll be warm drinks. Everywhere you turn, someone will be offering you a hot drink or an open door to get warm at a storefront. Hudson Hall will be open. The First Presbyterian Church will be open. Every store will be welcoming you with open arms. So I have no worries about the frigid weather.
Well done, Ivy. Okay, Ivy, last words about tomorrow night's Winter Walk. And thank you for coming on, by the way. Thank you for coming on, KZE. We appreciate you.
We can't wait to see everyone at Winter Walk. There's been a lot of love put into this event, and it's just such a beautiful chance to come get to know Hudson and all the people and all the talent and care and thought that make the city what it is. So we hope to see everyone out and about at this year's Winter Walk.
Thank you so much. Ivy Lowe, producing director at the Foundry at Hudson. Hopefully we'll hear a lot more from you in the coming months and years, hopefully. Coming up in the next break, I think we're going to be talking to Amy Klein-Fuller from Columbia County Tourism. In the meantime, you're listening to 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, All Four Winds. You heard The Dip before that with Love Direction and The Staves, Winter Trees. This is your Midday Man Adam here. It's the Midday Show here at 98.1 KZ, broadcasting live from Hudson Hall in downtown Hudson. And it's all about the Winter Walk. It's taking place tomorrow night here on Warren Street in Hudson from 5 to 8 p.m. I think by now, if you've been listening in, you've already changed all your plans. You're coming to Hudson tomorrow night. And my next guest here, I was feeling a little thirsty. I'm so glad you showed up. It is Aaron Moss, who is one of the owners of Upper Depot, right by the train station, as the name suggests, there, right here in Hudson. You are the head brewer, Aaron, and co-founder, owner of Upper Depot?
Yeah, I am. I make all the beers, and I do a lot of the stuff with my business partner, Monty Bop.
And you started the brewery here in Hudson, as your hoodie suggests, in 2021?
We actually founded the company in 2021, but we just opened shortly 2 years ago. The pandemic kind of hit us, but we stayed strong and we got open.
Well, I would imagine the pandemic got people more interested in drinking alcohol, but that's just my guessing. I don't know.
It definitely helped a little bit, but I think it also helped generate a lot of excitement for people in town seeing us get open. So we were pretty hyped for it.
Well, the Winter Walk is upon us. It is tomorrow from 5 to 8. And how is Upper Depot involved in Winter Walk tomorrow?
So we're pretty excited. We have a pre-event and an after-party event. We're going to have some Maker's Market people come in to do local vendor stuff in the morning. And at night, we're going to do an ugly Christmas sweater party with a live DJ.
Oh, it sounds great. And you'll be there, I don't know, like meeting everybody and greeting everybody?
Yeah, I'll just be there hanging out, talking to people about beer. Just sort of like today, I kind of brought you guys some samples of a new double IPA coming out.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very thoughtful. Oh, you know, we have Will here, our general manager of KZE, and he has a question.
Do you have a favorite, or do you folks brew a holiday beer? Or do you have a beer that you pair specifically for the holidays?
Ooh, that's a good question. Right now, I definitely would recommend mostly just our stout. It's got a really nice, great chocolate flavor. Goes great with any holiday type thing, cookies, all those type of fun things.
I approve.
In fact, I hear a rumor, Aaron, that you may be doing one of our Tasting Tuesday segments coming up this winter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to bring out some fun stuff for you guys to try.
I'm looking forward to it, too. We're talking to Aaron Mass, who is is it Mass or Moss? I'm
sorry. Mass, it's okay.
Okay, Aaron Mass, who is the brewer. We'll call him the brewer over at Upper Depot Brewery here in downtown Hudson, and one of the many organizations that will be making Winter Walk as special as we know it will turn out to be tomorrow night. Amy Klein-Fuller is coming up from Columbia County Tourism in the next break. This is your Midday Man Adam here on 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. You just heard the Ventures Walk, Don't Run. We heard from Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore together on Southwest Chief, and Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger together on You Gotta Walk, Don't Look Back. All right. Well, this is your Midday Man Adams, still here at Gladly, so at Hudson Hall in downtown Hudson, talking about Saturday evening's Winter Walk, which is between 5 and 8, 11 right here on Warren Street in Hudson. And I'm happy to welcome my next guest, Amy Klein Farrell. I've been misspeaking your last name, and I apologize, who is a promotion specialist with Columbia County Tourism. Welcome, Amy, to the Midday Show here at Hudson Hall.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate you having me here today.
So I know you are obviously all involved with the Winter Walk here, but this is an opportunity for us to learn a little bit more about other things that Columbia County Tourism is up to. So what other events can we expect here in Columbia County?
Well, this weekend is the start of the holiday season for December, and today is Catamount. Ski Resort is opening up for all you skiers. That's a pretty popular spot over in Hillsdale. And tomorrow we have the holiday pop-up market in Hudson, along with in the evening is the Winter Walk. There's a holiday scavenger hunt in Germantown at the Claremont Historic Site. And that's for children and adults. Bring your kids and have some fun. Ankrum Winterfest is in the Ankrum Town Hall. There's also a Christmas tree lighting with Santa in Hillsdale. And the Copaig Falls Winter Walk is in the hamlet of Copaig Falls. And that's just this weekend. There's many more things to look for, and you would find them at ColumbiaCountyTourism.org.
Well, that was my next question, Amy. But, okay, Amy, tell me a little bit about yourself, too. We were talking off air earlier, and you are really like born and bred Columbia County, aren't you?
Yes. I was actually born in Albany, New York, and came to
Columbia. Never mind then. Sorry, got the wrong. No, I'm sorry. Continue, please.
So I was born in Albany and came down to Columbia County when I was 4 years old. And I won't tell you how old I am now, but old enough. And this is my home, and I live in the village of Kinderhook, and I work in Hudson. And tourism is just a wonderful job, and it's great promoting our county. And it's fun. It's not even a job.
Wait a minute. We have a question from my co-host here, Will. You have a question for Amy?
I do. So, Amy, throughout the – hang on one second. There we go. The last hour and a half, we've been talking to a lot of folks here in Hudson. A number of them have been more recent arrivals to the area. Can you talk a little bit about the changes you've seen in Columbia County and specifically Hudson, you know, over these last, let's say, 20, 30 years?
Well, back in the day, I remember being a kid and coming to Hudson, you could go to the toy store, you could get your wedding dress. Everything was in Hudson that you needed, and it's just the same on a different level. Hudson then went through a down period where it was kind of down and
struggling.
And it's been wonderful to see in the last 5, 10, 15 years, everything is now growing and the weekends are full. And even the weekdays, you see many people, visiting, and it's wonderful to see. And it's just I still look at it as the country to me, even though it's okay, the city of Hudson, but Columbia County is a wonderful county full of peace and serenity and beauty.
Right. So you're saying that the work is a pleasure.
Oh, definitely. It's not even, it's fun to be able to promote the county and invite people in to be able to explain what's here to see and do and enjoy and relax and come back and maybe bring your family or buy a home or have your kids come to school here. It's a nice area.
It's a very nice area. We're talking to Amy Klein Farrell, who is from the Columbia County Tourism Department. Thank you. That's the word I was. It's right there. She's wearing it proudly on her sweater. And we have to stay in touch, Amy. All right. I promise me we can stay in touch. I have lots more questions. And I know you're connected to all sorts of great organizations here in Columbia County.
And I appreciate it. And it's wonderful that you're promoting our city and our towns and our county. And we have much going on. And there's something for everybody, young and old and in between. And the whole month is packed. So definitely check out our website at ColumbiaCountyTourism.org.
Fantastic. We will. Coming up next here, as we start winding down this delightful time here in Hudson, at Hudson Hall, we're expecting Keith Nelson, co-founder of the Bindlestiff Family Circus, which will be one of the many performers tomorrow at Winter Walk here in Hudson on Warren Street. That's coming up. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE, this is your Midday Man Adam here, and you just heard Those Darlings with the song Wild One, and before that, Aretha with Running Out of Fools. And we've been here this afternoon at Hudson Hall in downtown Hudson celebrating tomorrow evening's, or pre-celebrating tomorrow evening's, Winter Walk 2024. And I am proud for my last segment here at the Hudson Hall to introduce he of the pork pie hat, Keith Nelson, who is co-founder of the Bindlestiff Family Circus. It's great. The name of your group has been coming up over and over in conversations about Winter Walk. So I know you guys are a much anticipated performer tomorrow. How many years have you been doing Winter Walk, Keith?
I mean, this is actually Bindlestiff's first year of coming in to do Winter Walk at this level. We've done like Santa Claus and other things up in the area over the holiday period. But with Santa Claus not happening and this happening, here we are, looking forward to bringing Bindlestiff's Flatbed Follies out, which is a mobile circus unit that we created, kind of a reaction to COVID, in which we took flatbed trailers, turned them into circus stages. And you can think of what this one's going to be, kind of a Frostbite Follies. We spend all summer taking these around New York City and the state, doing outdoor programming, and then every now and then we get to warm up our hands and juggle and do aerial and wire walking is in the beautiful chill of the winter. And looking forward to be spending tomorrow here on the streets of, you know, our home, basically.
Right. So, yeah. And you guys have been you're based here in Hudson?
We're a Brooklyn and Hudson-based company. So we have warehouses in both and studios in both. So, yes, absolutely. We've been here for about 16 years, and we've been making circus around New York State, the nation, and the world for 30 years.
And how many folks are in the Bindlestiff Family Circus? Performers.
Depends on your budget. We've had thousands of performers work for us. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have 5 artists on the stage, more because we have to fit it into 20 minutes because we don't want the audience standing there for much longer before they go find a cup of hot chocolate.
Right. And how were you ever one of the performers yourself?
I will be spinning plates tonight. I've always been a performer.
There you go.
I'm a director, producer, performer, driver, stagehand, kind of. Circus, you do everything.
No job too great or small, in other words.
Exactly. I mean, tomorrow I probably won't be swallowing swords. It's a little bit chilly for that. I don't know if you've ever had that ice cream headache, but imagine it really, it's kind of a mixture between an ice cream headache and, you know, in the movie where you lick the metal pole and you get stuck. I'll let the audience visualize on that. So probably no sword swallowing tomorrow, but if you come to the indoor shows or the warmer weather, sometimes you'll see that. But tomorrow I will be spinning plates, kind of in the classic old Ed Sullivan style. We have a wire walker who now lives in Brooklyn, but she was raised here in Chatham, and she'll be dancing upon a wire here on Warren Street. We have a woman, Amy Chen, who will be doing aerial. She's based out of Cohoes. And then we're bringing in a juggler up from the city and a clown up from the city.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the part about the sword swallowing, because I'm going to cancel any plans that I might have had to do that. And I'm finished with that idea. And what I was going to ask you, tomorrow night you're going to be moving around.
No.
Or are you just in one spot? I misunderstood.
We're bringing one of our flatbeds out, and it's a little proscenium stage that'll sit right there around 3rd and Warren. And it'll be we're also inviting a band that'll be kind of switching off. So we'll do a circus set, then a live music set, a circus set, live music set. So pretty much from that stage from, 5 to 8 p.m., you'll have constant entertainment, either circus acts or live music.
Fantastic. That's Keith Nelson from the Bindlestiff Family Circus, one of the many performers, but certainly a major highlight tomorrow night at the Winter Walk 2024 from 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And lastly, real quick, where can people find out more about the Bindlestiff Family Circus if they're looking?
Bindlestiff.org, BINDLESTIFF.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. So pretty much type in Bindlestiff, you'll find us.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks for making time today and coming on. I know you probably have a lot of work to do later today, so thank you very much. And what a I can think of a nicer way to end our time here with Will and myself, your midday man here at Hudson Hall in downtown Hudson, right here on Warren Street, anticipating tomorrow's winter walk from 5 to 8 o'clock. This is 98.1 KZE.